Junior story, Stella learns to keep her promises. Stella learns about promises at Emmeth. Mr. Mark was Stella's favorite coach at Emmeth Gym. He always explained what to do and then showed all the students how to do it the right way.
"Time for class," called Mr. Mark. "Line up."
Stella listened carefully as he showed everyone what they were to do at each station, then told each of them where to begin. Stella was first with Mr. Mark, practicing her casts on bars.
"Very high casts," he said. "Pretty soon you'll be doing back hip circles."
He smiled at her and gave her a high five. Stella was happy with her hard work.
"Stella," said Mr. Mark, "will you go and tell Tia that she is next on bars?"
"Okay," answered Stella.
"Promise?" asked Mr. Mark.
"Yes, I promise."
On her way to get Tia, her friend Bobby stopped her. He was on the tumble track doing straddle jumps.
"Hey, Stella, watch me. Look how high I can go," he yelled.
Stella stopped and laughed as Bobby made goofy faces when he jumped.
"I can spin in the air, too," shouted Bobby. "Do you want to jump? I'll let you have a turn."
Stella wanted to say yes, but she knew it was Bobby's turn, and she would be next.
"I'll wait. I'm next," she said.
She turned to go to her next station, but suddenly remembered something.
"Oh, no!"
Stella hurried over to Tia.
"Tia," she called. "Mr. Mark says it's your turn on bars. Hurry, I almost forgot to tell you."
When class was over, Mr. Mark said,
"Everyone did a great job listening today."
Then he looked at Stella.
"Thank you, Stella, for doing what you said you would. You remembered to tell Tia to come to bars so I could stay there and help someone else. That helped me finish class on time."
He gave 2 stamps to everyone because they listened so well. But when he came to Stella, he gave her 3.